I love in relationships.
Boring.
Love it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So,
love it.
Miss New Relationship. She says, I'm in a fairly new relationship and the guy is quite out there and painfully honest, which for the most part I really like and find very endearing. However, today he was showing me something on his phone and I noticed lots of pics of his ex, some nudes and other naked girls. Some posing in showers and some of them cuddling up. I express my me upset and confusion to him still that he has still has wait, confusion to why he still has them. And he says they are his memory. This is what he says. They are his memories. He likes them. He will keep them and wishes he had more. So she said, I felt a little crushed. I don't understand his point at all and just feel really sad. Not jealousy as I know it, but I can't put my finger on what it is. Am I crazy? Should I not feel like this? Is this behavior normal? Please, can I have some opinions or advice on this?
So basically, he got his ex pictures still in his
In his
phone.
phone.
Like, you know what you're doing in the dark with them pictures. You're
Right.
still fantasizing about who you was with.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's porn or somebody he don't know. So,
Exactly.
no, that's
Exactly.
unacceptable to me. I
Exactly.
would, no.
Right. And for me, when I'm sitting there reading this, I'm like, he wishes he had more. And then, like, what? Like,
Lady Esther over there. I'm curious how her
man,
brain is working
that's
right
crazy,
now.
man. I'm gonna tell you one thing though. Like, listen, you gotta think about if first of all, when y'all taking these pictures and doing all this private stuff, you gotta think about, in the event that y'all not together anymore, maybe y'all might want to have that conversation in the beginning. Like, yo, if I don't mess with you no more, you gotta get rid of all that stuff.
Exactly. Make them sign the non-disclosure agreement or
Facts.
something like.
But some of them is
So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all type of video stuff that you
He imagining his new chick is the old chick. That's what it's like. Why you got all these
Oh
pictures?
yeah, that's
Those
true
are
too.
his
You don't think
memories.
so?
If he thinking about somebody, I mean, if he still got your pictures. And he looking at you, he fantasizing over you. That's how guys do. That's the reason why.
Like, why you still got them all these pictures in your phone? It ain't like a couple that you like, oh, I came through it. Like, why you, I don't know.
And then, in some states, like, you sharing that stuff, like, it's repercussion, legal repercussions.
Ain't that what happened with
I forget who that
what's that,
was.
China and the boy Kardashian?
Oh,
He shared the
Rob,
thing,
her picture, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. He
Because she
shared her
didn't give her
picture.
consent.
So that's the thing. So, I mean, she definitely, well, the young lady or whoever you talking about had nothing to worry about. Look, just say he got my pictures. Because you was open enough before to give it to him. So it is what it is now. As long as he don't share them, look, I don't care what you do with them. Go ahead, fantasize about me. I ain't with you no more. See about
The one
that.
complaining though, his girlfriend.
It's the girlfriend
It's
that's
the girlfriend
complaining,
that's
not the ex.
Well,
she said he has pictures.
The
he has pictures
complaining
of
to
his
look at the
ex,
old
all
chick.
his exes, naked ones.
You know what he doing with them
He
pictures?
fantasizing.
Right.
She ain't. She ain't. She ain't.
I would leave him alone.
I'm good.
Exactly. I would leave him alone.
I'm gonna
Unless
be
she do
quiet.
the same poses that he got from the other chick. I mean, what is it? Like, for what?
That's
Why?
good.
They might
I'm
not
gonna
look
be
the
quiet.
same.
I don't think they do.
Not
Like, what
even
I
look the
seriously,
same.
I had an ex-boyfriend who he I found one of my pictures with my ex-husband torn up. I said,
Oh,
yo,
man.
why you tear this up? He was like, you ain't with him no more.
What?
First
That's
of
my
all,
property.
like that was a memory of what was. It ain't got nothing to do with what now, but I'm not carrying it. It was just something that was in a box. But yeah, that's the difference. Right. I'm not.
How childish is
this? When I broke up with him, I don't take all this stuff off of Instagram when I break up. It stays there. Yeah. It's like that was a part of your life. Like, why are you trying to erase it? Just move on, but don't add. Yeah.
Right. You know, like, he sounds like. You posted a new picture.
And right. That's something different. Something it sounds like this dude getting newer pictures and keeping them on his phone. This ain't old pictures he took with us.
This Ninjago just needs to fall back. Mm-hmm. He's tripping.
Yeah. So finally, Miss Fed Up, she says, I've been with my partner for 5 months now. The sex is awful. We broke up over it, and he promised to change, and he compromised, but nothing changed. He practically lives here, eats here all the time, but he doesn't contribute anything. Mm. He doesn't drive, so I do all the riding, the running around. Mm. He never takes me out, and if he does, he's never around to pay the bill where I have to pay half, even on my birthday. I have also found messages to other women on Facebook, half our age and pretty. I've never mentioned it as I wasn't at all surprised. I wanted to end, but he says now that I'm nearly 50, no one will want me.
Wow.
So I got an instant attitude. Like you need to leave this man alone.
He not
this
even good.
Alone.
He not even good in the bedroom.
Right.
Like at self least.
Self-esteem is low.
Exactly.
Her self-esteem is low.
Yeah. It has to be. And then that's why
he's nothing for you. Ain't got no money. Sex is bad. Wait a minute.
Lot of these women do for these men because the sex be good. They don't have no job. They sit... He don't got none of that. You can go to the store and buy something.
He's talking to her third eye or something. Maybe he just woke and she fell in love with his brain. He gotta have something.
No, she got no something. You know what I mean?
There's something wrong with her.
Yeah, and then
you got a lot of women out here that just don't want to be alone. So they'll
That's true.
Just to say I got a man.
Wow. Exactly. So they'll put up with anything just to say I got a man.
Tell Miss Fed Up. That's Miss Fed Up.
Yeah.
I will get her the plastic doll. They like $1,000 if she leaves this dude alone. I'm serious. Like, if just to say she got somebody. He's
that's
a dummy.
Crazy.
Well, she already got one of them.
Yes. And then he's like playing on her emotions. Like, he knows she, like Lady Esther said, he knows that she has low self-esteem. So he's going to say, like, nobody's going to want you.
Like,
he don't drive. Yes, right. Oh, no.
I'm starting to feel some type of
way.
Wow. Every story that you get is about some Ninjago that's doing something that's ill. It's a lot of women out there that ain't doing the right thing. And so, I challenge you to bring up some stories like that.
What about the story that I had where the girl tried to run the guy over?
When? How long ago was that? Exactly.
Right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have to go. And it's your boy, Charles Gregory, with the beautiful
Lawrence Sizzle.
And the beautiful
classy ladies.
Lady Estada is in the building. Check this out. We are now on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Make sure you follow us on iTunes and iHeartRadio and binge listen to our shows. Like and follow us on We Talk Weekly Facebook page. Download the little TuneIn app, look for WPPMLP 106.5 FM, and tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at We Talk or for We Talk Weekly's After the Talk. Follow us on Instagram, at Twitter, at We Talk Weekly, at Charles Gregg, at Lauren _Sizzle, and at Sparkle Priceless One. Subscribe to our We Talk Weekly. Yo! Something just popped in my head. Subscribe to our We Talk Weekly YouTube channel. And if you're in Philly, catch us every Monday night, 9:30 on Comcast 66, Verizon 5, 29:30. Download the little iPhone TV app on Roku and look for who?
We Talk Weekly.
Shout out to Afro Philly and NBG Network. We Talk Weekly is now syndicated. You can find us in New York City, Atlanta, Baltimore, Birmingham, Chicago, Delaware, Houston, Jacksonville, Los Angeles, Miami, Newark, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Philly, and all across the nation. Who do you look for?
We Talk Weekly.
This is We Talk Weekly in the building, man. I'd like to thank all of our followers, all of our listeners, all of our fans, and everybody who has been supporting our show. I want to thank you for watching and listening. I want to thank Anchor. I want to thank iHeart We're everywhere, man. YouTube, we just got another couple of YouTube subscribers, so I appreciate you for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anybody got any last words? We got about a minute. Everybody give a last
word. I just want everybody to look forward to the pop-ups that we're going to start doing, giving out prizes and all that kind of stuff. So they need to stay tuned for that.
No doubt, no doubt. What about you, Sizzle?
You done said everything.
I should give a last word. We got about a minute before we leave out.
Yes. So just make sure you keep tuning in. Keep following us. Support us. Like, also, anybody who has a relationship question or something like that, you want us to discuss it on the air, hit me up at @Lauren_Sizzle on Instagram and Twitter. Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, unfortunately, we got to go, ladies and gentlemen, man. We had a wonderful show. Mm-hmm. It was great. But unfortunately, we got to go, man. And we out here like last year. Holla.
Peace.